Hi, Shola.
Hello, Mo. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Welcome to May I Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm super hyped you're here today.
I know, right? It's like I'm pumped about it. Like since we spoke about it, I'm like, oh yeah, like I've been looking forward to it, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. How are you? How is the lockdown going for you?
Don't get me started. Major thing now is yo habla español. Now I can speak Spanish a little bit thanks to the lockdown. It's been able to help me just refocus. You know that moment when you feel like everything, because I've realized that in life a lot of people are just running so fast, but maybe in the wrong direction. It's speed, but what direction? So this has been able to help me recheck specific stuff. There are a couple of things that I used to be interested in that I let to lay fallow because of being busy with other stuff. So I've recognized this with some of the things that I'm interested in, and it's been doing well.
Anyway, so let me introduce you to the talk show right now. This is Shola, the famous Shola Raman Brand, SRB. And he's the host of, imagine every Owanbe that you can imagine in Nigeria. It will shut down your parties, your Owanbes, your weddings. Like, I can't wait to call you to come and MC one of my, you know, shows. You will not disappoint me.
Definitely. 500%.
Oh, yeah, I know. So, Shola, today I invited you to come and speak on open relationship, male edition.
Okay.
I know that you are very free. I know you are very blunt. I know you are someone that you will say it out. You know how it is. You don't hide
like,
it.
This life is one.
Exactly.
This life is one.
I know. And that's why I'm like, you know what? Who should I call in? I think Shola Raman will be perfect for this topic, and that's why I chose. Right. So Shola. Right. What do you think? Okay, how can you define open relationship for me?
Open relationship to me would be that relationship that involves two parties that are open to the idea of not being exclusive with each other. That means you can see other people, you can get emotionally tangled with other people, but you know that with me there is home and there's a resting place, and I know that with you there's home and there's a resting place. So yeah, that's to me, that's what an open relationship is.
Okay, so Shola, I'm gonna coach you a little bit on this. You said emotionally tangled. I believe that open relationship, right, if you are going to see other people, you should not be emotionally involved. I feel like it should just be on sex basis. It shouldn't, because if you feel like, oh, there's home for you where you are, then you shouldn't go out there, you know, to have.
No, I don't agree. Let me explain this to you. Now, I can be in a relationship with, nobody's perfect. I'm looking for a combination of a Beyonce, a Fetty Abalogo, an Adele, a Billie Eilish, and a Blake Lively. It can't happen. You get, there is nobody with that combination. It can't happen. So the point is, if I find a Blake Lively and she's lacking every other person I'm looking for, now I need to understand that this is what I've gotten in you. This is what I'm interested in you. This is what keeps me grounded with you. And I'm not going to compromise that for anything. But there are other things that catches and puts my fancy to the test. And these things keep me going. So I have to find them somewhere else. So you have to be open to the idea that, yes, I'm going to seek for a Fetty Abalogo. It's like me dating a girl who just came back from UK. I'm a Raz Niger boy that wants to eat amala at a Buka joint. You get, I want that girl that will give me the vibe. I want the girl that will stop. I will fight last month together. You get that kind of thing. So it's, if I might not find that with you, but I might find every other thing I'm looking for. So in an open relationship, I'm allowed to look for such things. And along the line, I can get emotionally tangled, yes. But the point, the only thing that keeps me going is, which is what's going to give me a little restraint with getting too deep with every other person, is understanding that, oh, yes, I have somewhere I call home. You get, whatever it is I have with you, you get, it's just very, 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 but I have somewhere I call home.
So, Shola, have you actually ever thought about the idea of getting yourself involved in open relationship?
Oh yes, I feel like I'm going to use an example. I have a friend who has been in an open relationship for 2006 till now, 14 years.
Gee, wow.
Yes. And trust me, they are like the happiest couples I know. Trust me. They do, they hardly have issues. You get what I'm saying? A lot of very basic things that a lot of relationships argue about. Oh, you're not calling me. Oh, you are choking me. You are doing this. Oh, they don't have time. Like, it's easy for them to drop each other's phones and the other party sees it. If you see another name, you just ask, oh, who is Femi? And you just bring the person up to speed. Oh, Femi is this, that. Like, oh, nice. She looks cute. And you move on.
You make me want
you get what?
Oh my God, don't you think that it is risky on the long run for, you know, health wise, you know, STDs, STI, sometimes can be the obsession can fall into it. You know, you could have someone you're seeing outside your husband.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Which is better? For you to be aware that your partner is sleeping with other people, and that way you put yourself on the guard and both of you are conscious about your health and you have sex talks, and or you have a partner that you think you're exclusive with, but yet your partner is more open than ICM.
Hey! So you're... Shala, oh God! Okay, I don't
is it true? You get what I'm saying? So it's just better that I'm aware. So it's easy for us to do checks from time to time. It's easy for us to put ourselves on the edge and be like, oh, you get, because I have an open relationship, I'm using an example, it would be easy for us to want to have sex and you'd be like, oh, who did you sleep with last? I'm like, oh, some shady person in Port Harcourt. Like, oh, did he use protection? Oh, no, I did not. It was, I think we should check. You get, it's going to be very seamless in comparison to the relationships that we have now where people just lie. A lot of people are just bound by lies. I have relationships that are grounded and rooted and are solid for years based on lies. You get, and it's not, the long-term effects of that is worse than the long-term effects of having an open relationship.
Okay, I totally understand where you're coming from. Okay, me, obviously, I'm going to choose open relationship over someone who is, you know, lying to me and deceiving me. But
exactly. Yeah.
Now my question is, at what point should you consider an open relationship in your relationship? I know a lot of people cheat and a lot of people are really in love with that person that is cheating on them. You know?
So point?
Mm-hmm.
I think trust me, I feel like 70, 80, 85, 90% of Nigerian youth, when I mean youth, people between the 20s and 40s should be in an open relationship. And I'll tell you why. A lot of times, you find the one you love, but the one you love cannot cater for you. The one that caters for you cannot love you. So let's face the facts. It is better we keep an open relationship and you're open to the idea that, see, I want to go to Bali, I want to go to India, I want to go to Marrakesh. You can't afford these things, but you are a loving, sweet, darling guy who just knows how to flip me like pancake in bed. Now I have this other guy who can't flip shit, but he can pay the bill. So it is normal that I might just tend towards that person. So that you don't get jealous or whatever, let's open this relationship up. And that's why I tell a lot of young girls nowadays, I don't think it is appropriate for a girl between 2024 to just get into an exclusive thing. You are young, live your life. You get, nobody has the right to just tie you down and be like, oh, she's mine. She's nobody. She hasn't even found herself.
Okay,
you get that kind of thing. So I feel like...
Okay, sorry, Shola. I am more concerned on the emotional part of it. Look, two people that came together to say, I love you, blah, 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 let's date and whatnot. Okay, now we're bringing in a third party. You're bringing in someone else into our relationship. What would now happen if you find yourself falling in love with the other person that you're constantly sleeping with, apart from your partner? Don't you think this is going to cause a lot of heartbreak?
Okay, now let me ask you this. I have a partner. We're exclusive. I go to work. I see this person at my desk every day and I still fall in love with the person. There's no difference. If you're going to cheat, you cheat. No, I'm serious. See, there is, and that's what I've come to learn from past relationships, that you don't hold on too tight to the person that you love, because tying them down doesn't mean they're going to stay down.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? You have to just make a home and make them comfortable enough to stay around. If they still don't find comfort there, they are birds. Let them fly.
Yeah.
Let them fly. That's how it is. See, emotionally, You get what I'm saying? You can... emotions is something that grows and fades and needs to be rekindled.
Mm.
I can love you and want to take a grenade for you now, and in another 72 hours, it can fade. I didn't plan for it to, but that's just how we are wired as humans.
Mm.
It just takes me to rekindle and keep reminding myself, and also you meeting me halfway and helping me rekindle this and be like, you are the one, because love is a decision, it's not a feeling.
Yeah, I was just about to tell you that. Look, love is a decision and not a feeling. And what you're
saying exactly
is true. Yeah,
exactly. So if it's a decision that you have to consciously keep reminding yourself about, like, oh, I decided to. It's just like when you go to uni, there are days you'll be frustrated and you just feel like, whoa, free is bullshit, me a shame. But you keep reminding yourself that, ah, I decided to do this. I wrote jam. I did this. I did that. My mommy will kill me. My daddy, you get a lot of things you run through your mind and it just keeps refreshing your brain and it'll make you pull through it. That's how it is.
Okay. All right. I understand where you're coming from. So I have this question now, right? Because I know that a lot of people are going through divorce, especially during this lockdown right now. A lot of people are finding out who their partner is. You know, a lot of us just finding out who they're living with, whether monsters or
females. Yes.
Now, my question to you is, do you think that a lot of marriages would have been saved if they've actually come up with the idea of having an open relationship?
Oh, yes, my darling. A lot. A lot. Okay, I'll give you an example of a marriage that I'm aware of now. I have a friend who is married, that has kids, but along the line of the relationship, one of the partners realizes that they swing the other way. Now, they are not going to end what they currently have because what they have is solid.
Mm.
But it is ideal that the person who swings the other way needs to find happiness in life. So the other partner had to come to consciousness that, see, the earlier I allow this person be with other people, the better for everybody. And that's what they have right now. And everybody's happy. I feel like a lot of Nigerian homes will be better off if people open up to the idea that, yes, do you know that problem we have? A lot of marriages are going through drama because people don't even understand the concept of taking a break.
Yeah.
I might love you, but want a break from you. I'm not breaking up with you. I just want a break. Like, let's just press pause on this thing called love. Like, I want to take a break. You get that kind of thing. So, a lot of marriages now, would be way better if they open up to the idea of open relationships.
Okay,
trust me.
So,
it sounds vague.
Okay, now I have this question for you. Thank you for moving into the swinging part, right? I know right now that a lot of marriages are just... A lot of women are just finding out that their men are into, like, their fellow men, you know? And it's breaking people's hearts. And now, my own question is, the family members, because that is like a very big factor in people's marriages. Oh, what will my mother say and stuff. How do you think the family will react to finding out that, oh, so two of you are sleeping with other people? And then now imagine if maybe the man is not even more interested in sleeping with men instead of women. How do you think the family is going to take it? And who do you think they're going to blame? Is it the woman or the man?
Okay, let me start with this. See, I tell people every time, if you want to enjoy your relationship or your marriage or what may be, realize, because even the Bible will tell you a woman will leave her family, a man will leave his family, and two will become one. That is to say, Jackie, family, be family, let them stay in there, let them day their day.
But that's not really what I'm saying. Nigeria.
No, see, let me explain this to you. We are the ones that put ourselves in a box.
Hmm.
We put ourselves in that. It's like tradition that is handed down to you and you don't question it. Nobody questions the status quo. Everybody just does what, oh, your daddy did this, he worked, you must do it. Your uncle did this, he worked, you must do it. No. You get it. My uncle did not have Corona. My uncle did not have iPhone. My uncle did not have the challenges I have now. My uncle didn't have to deal with watching Pornhub. I am dealing with that. So you get it. No, it's the truth. So it's a lot. So I feel like the first problem that a lot of people have is the question of what will people say.
Yeah.
It puts them in that box of not actually living their truth and living their life fully. Mm. Once they take that out of the box, it makes things a whole lot easier. Because, see, you don't need to blame anybody. Because at the end of the day, your sexual preferences, the things that appeal to you, they are not things that you decide. You guess it's not something that you decide to say, oh, I want to like that girl or I want to like that boy. No, you just feel it that you are liking that person. Mm-hmm. No matter how hard you fight it.
Okay, shall
you get what I'm saying? So,
I get what you're saying, right? I understand that people have to leave their life so that they will not be boxed up.
Yes.
I totally get it. But now, you know, the problem is, having an open relationship has to do with like a whole lot of mess. Now, let me bring this into because it says something about sexual preferences, right? Now, let me bring this in. Imagine that you probably started off with just one person, and then all of a sudden you guys say, okay, well, let's try open relationship out. And then the next thing you start sleeping with other people, you now realize that these people you're sleeping with, the sex is way better than your partner's sex. Now, don't you think that will put a whole lot of pressure on you and your partner? Oh, really?
No. Yes, and I'll tell you why. Okay. The point is this. It's like a student who is in Unilag and goes for externship in maybe Columbia or in Harvard. No matter what you experience there, you know that you are bringing that knowledge back home to come and tension them in a cocker. Oh. That's how it is. Oh. So if I... I'm serious.
Oh,
so if
God.
I go... So if I go out and I'm in another and with another person in another aspect of my relationship, whatever it is that we do in bed, no matter how well anything goes on there, I'm supposed to come back home with the learnings. Like top notch. I'm serious. See, the first thing with an open relationship is you actually need to have an open mind before you can open your relationship. You cannot have an open relationship with a closed mind. You're going to have problems.
Yeah.
You have to have an open relationship with an open mind. That way, it will be seamless.
I think jealousy will not be a problem.
Why would I? Let me explain one thing to you.
You're talking
jealousy
from the male aspect, though. But I'm looking for the female aspect. Because, fine, this is a male.
No, even men, you think men are not jealous. Men are even more jealous than women. They just don't show it directly the way you women show it. Men are jealous, too. But the point is this. A man who is sensible, a man who is upwardly mobile, a man who is 21st century savvy, a man who is pro-happiness, should understand the fact that jealousy cannot come into play if you want an open relationship. Because, you are opening this relationship up for something. And one of the basic things is ability for every other person to seek joy and happiness. You want to date someone that is sane. A lot of people are no longer sane in their relationship because they are boxed.
Yeah.
So you are letting this person go and find sanity, go and find clarity, then come back with so much. See, people are in open relationships and are having an open mind. You see them as very happy, positive-minded people. They are so free. They are the ones you jam in the club and the guy and the girl are dancing and you want to dance with the girl and he's like, oh, no, don't do it that way. Grind her this way. Because he doesn't give two flying hoots. That's how it is.
Okay, so Shala, now I have tons of questions for you today, but I'm going to be...
I'm ready.
Little by little. So now my concern is, imagine a setting, right, where the man does not want the open relationship, but the woman wants an open relationship, maybe because he met her as, quote unquote, a lesbian, maybe then. And she's like, you know what, let's get married, blah, blah, blah. And then she and I decide, I want to have a relationship. And the guy doesn't want to have open relationship, but he's open to the idea that she can have open relationship. Do you think that on the long run, there could be like a little friction in whatever?
There will be.
Oh.
No, there will be. Because the point is, if both parties don't decide to go out and have fun, and it's just one person going, it will take a toll emotionally, psychologically, on the person who is not catching trips. Because, that's when little things will start. And you know the way Nigerians can be. You didn't do this before. You didn't shake any color. This is not how you used to hold me. You get all of these little things. But if you're going out too, and you're also catching your own crews, there will be no problem. Plus, a guy who is dating a lesbian girl and you've gone ahead to marry her and she's not saying she wants to go out and you're feeling bad about it, you're extremely stupid. The moment you signed up to marry that girl, you should understand that the only person she's not allowed to sleep with is your mom. Every other girl around you is not safe. So the earlier you open your head up to that idea, the better. Plus, if you're even open to the concept of her being a lesbian and you were cool with that, why should this be a problem now that she wants to have an open relationship? It shouldn't be.
Okay, so why do you think...
If you're actually smart, you can have the best of both worlds.
Okay, so that's true. Best of both worlds. Yeah, that's true. Why do you think men want open relationship more than women? Because I have done my survey. I've asked questions. A lot of guys are like, "Oh, men, it'd be nice to taste every that type of pussy."
No. Men are naturally polygamous in nature, and as such, a lot of men who concur and are screaming about open relationship don't really understand it. It's just the concept and idea of the fact that they will be with other people that abuses them. You get what I'm saying? So it's not really that they understand the nitty-gritty and the emotional torture and the fact that you have to divide your attention in multiple places is a lot.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? It's actually drilling emotionally, physically. You know what it means to have sex with multiple people and you have to appeal to multiple people? You do four rounds here, kilo shell right now. You get a kind of...
Okay, so now,
I feel like men naturally would.
I'm listening to you. Oh, the network has gone. Hi, Shola.
So men naturally would. I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you now. The network was a little bit.
Hello. Yes. Okay, so men naturally are open to that idea because we are naturally polygamous in nature. But it just takes proper explanations and understanding of the concept of open relationship for them to really know what they are getting themselves into. Women will not totally be open to it because a lot of women are not willing to share. You get there, they don't just open to the idea of sharing their man.
Selfishness.
You get even a girl that is cheating is going to be angry when she finds out a man is cheating. That's how women are wired. You get.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you.
You get that kind of
this
thing.
Question,
so,
right? Okay, imagine people who are in their like 40s, 50s, and their marriage is getting a little bit boring.
Yeah.
Do you think you can advise such people to try out other relationships?
Yeah.
While still married.
Yeah. What I think they can do is. First sit themselves down and ask questions meaning what exactly is the problem? Is the problem that the sex is getting boring or they are getting bored of their partner? If the problem is sex inclined, you have to find a way to spice up the sex life. Bring somebody else into your matrimonial bed. You've had your kids already. By the time you're 50, you've born everything in your vagina. So at that point, it's just catching cruise. So what you should do is maybe bring somebody into your bed that can spice things up. Maybe for him or for you. Anybody, just bring somebody in.
Okay, okay. Just bring some of what age? 25,
yes.
30, 40? What
age? I'm serious. Oh, no, obviously, it has to be someone between the ages. Someone who
Shall you bring
somebody
I
who's
go?
Like 25, who looks 18 but thinks 35.
I'm clapping for you.
Yeah.
Wow, I am intrigued right now.
That's what you bring.
Yeah.
You get that's what you bring into your home because that's the way it can spice up. You get so if you try that and you feel like, oh, the problem is you are just bored of your partner, then try dating other people. But at this point, make sure they are younger people, people that can easily be taken out of the equation in case there's drama. Because if you date, if a 45-year-old is dating a 43-year-old or 42, they can start plotting of how they want to settle down. But if a 45-year-old woman is just a 23-year-old boy, there's no plot in his head.
The show is almost coming to an end, but I have just a few things that I just want to talk about. There is polyandry, polygamy, and polyamory. Polyandry has to do with having two husbands, polygamy has to do with having two wives, and polyamory has to do with engaging with multiple sexual partners with the consent of each and everyone that's involved in it. So... Do you think polygamy or polyandry is an open relationship?
Yes. I don't think polygamy is an open relationship. No. Polygamy is you using your ego as a man to get multiple people without the necessary consent of the partner. Because a lot of times when men get polygamous, they don't consult with the first wife. Like, oh, Mufefeya Wulie. No, they just bring the girl and be like, oh, they domicilese and bullshit. So that is not open relationship. Same thing with when a woman has multiple husbands. You're not going to consult with the first guy and say, oh, I want to have another husband here. No.
From each other. It's not
open relationship.
It's more like an orgy relationship.
Yeah, that
the world is crazy.
Yeah, that is an open relationship. Everybody's fully aware, they know what's
going
on.
The world is crazy, the world is fun.
I know. But it is it is what it is. It's one life, man. Because at the end of the day, the rules that guide us are man-made. You get, we are the ones who create these things on our own. Because yeah, I tell you, the worst thing that can happen is for you to die and you not realize that there actually is no rules to this life.
Anyway, thank you so much, Shola. It's been really fun having you here. God, you made this so interesting. And I feel like a lot of my listeners right now will have actually learned one or two things about a relationship.
Thanks for having me. I am
starting to feel like I would like to try an open relationship. I just see what
I hope they did.
This is really fun. It's been really fun talking to you. And I really would love to have you here again on maybe another topic. Yeah.
Thanks, my dear.
All right, don't worry, anytime, I really appreciate this.
I'm we'll here talk again I full very ground
soon. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Thanks, there. You're welcome.